Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me.
Everybody else to try to understand you. One thing, my God, that God do understand. Good morning. God bless you all over here in the United States, America, Eastern Standard Time. We just give our blessings and shout out to everybody, our followers, our listeners, and we just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. I thank God for everyone all over the world still practicing social distancing, and they still using wisdom. Amen. And you just continue to use wisdom. Amen. And as God leads you. my God, and we just give God the honor. We give God the glory. Bless you all, my God, those that's tuned in this morning. It is a blessing, always a blessing for us to commune together. One thing that I love about this morning time broadcast, especially when things going on in the evening or afternoon time, and you get right back up and join in the morning time, that means you care so much about your spirits, your soul, your foundation. You're doing everything that you have to do for you could continue to stay strong. Many people all over the world, they say, man, once church open back up, I get back to church. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that, amen. But I've been having church, my God, strongly for a while now, amen. I don't know about you, because at the end of the day, my God, we bring the Lord with us. Amen. I don't think the Lord stay in our empty buildings when we're not there. So somebody is bringing the Lord with them. And I believe that is you, and every one of us. Amen. That we bring them with us. So you might well just go ahead and enjoy them and celebrate them while you're in your home or wherever you are this morning. Amen. So you might well go ahead and celebrate them. It is a blessing. It always a blessing. And we just give God the praise and honor for what he's doing. I just want to take this minute to bless God for you and each and every one of you and tell you, you better keep making it. I'm not going to ask you. I'm just going to tell you, you better keep making it. Amen. Because God has a purpose for you. You got to keep walking in your destiny. You cannot give up throwing a towel, and you cannot, my God Almighty, quit. Amen. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. So therefore, God, we thank you as we come into this time of this morning to commune with you. Amen. First of all, before we begin to acknowledge and begin to declare and decree, especially different things pertaining to solutions of our lives, solutions of different problems, God, first we want to acknowledge you and just give you the glory and give you the honor. We thank you, God. And as we begin to acknowledge you, we just want to welcome the Holy Spirit, my God, and to continue to lead and guide us, not just on a Sunday morning service to fulfill an atmosphere, not just on a revival, just have a great move, but in our everyday life. Thank you. We want to walk with wisdom. We want to walk with knowledge. We want to begin to move into the different things that you have for us. Therefore, we can move into the realm and move into the place to where we begin to be very productive and successful in our walk within you. As we begin to command different things around you, begin to receive different things that we don't spoke in the atmosphere, for every day has a blessing with our name on it. And we're going to begin to harvest the blessings in our life. We understand that we want to make sure we want to bless somebody and bless our neighbors and bless our fellow and friends. But God, we understand, we truly understand through this time communing in the word with you, we definitely want to make sure that we also be a blessing in our life, because if you have not been by our side, we don't know where we would have been. So God, thank you. Thank you today you're going to be the solution to our issues and to our problems today, regardless of whatever might comes up or try to stand up in our way. God, we thank you that today it's going to have a solution on it, it's going to have a direction on it, it's going to have a purpose, what we're going to be able to do for it through everything. We're going to squeeze the blessing out of it. We're going to squeeze the victory out of it. We're going to squeeze. Why? Because we are victorious. Why? Because we are sons and daughters of the Most High. We have that authority. We walk in our authority. And we want to make sure that declaration is known to every trap and plan of the enemy, that he's trying to think of a plan and think of a trap. We just want to let him know we are sons and daughters of the Most High. It's not for our conferment. We just want to remind you, because sometimes you have amnesia. So God, we thank you, and we just want to worship you this morning to give you the praise and bless your holy name, because you are worthy to be praised. Amen. And as we begin to move and go about today, God, give us wisdom. If we don't feel, if you have an urge and say don't go that way, God, give us a sign not to go that way, not to go into this store, not to go into this place. Give us a sign and give us an urge, God, and we want to be led and guided by you, and we want to be protected by you, because we don't know the way, we don't know the wall, only thou knowest, amen, as Ezekiel would put it. So God, lead us and guide us in this day and time, for we understand that you know the answer. And as we begin to depend on you, look before you, and begin to lay before you, God, my God, we will forever give you the glory as we stay in thy will. We just give God the praise. Amen and amen. And everyone, I dare you to just take a second and just thank God and give him the praise, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. He have the solution to your problem. He have the solution to whatever issue you're dealing with. He have the solution to your pain. He have the solution to your situation. He have the solution, no reason why. Every question you have, every question that you're wondering about, every direction that you need, he have the solution. So I just want to let you know that God has the solution. So this morning, all you have to do is put a praise on it. You get a worship on it. You thank God for it. You worship him. Give him the glory, because the solution, he already released it. He already have it. He already give it to you. Amen. So I dare you to take a moment, do something that you've never done before, like tap into his spirit, feel his presence, allow the Holy Ghost begin to move in your home. You don't need another prayer meeting. You don't need another revival. You don't need another crusade. You don't need another healing story. All you need is the Spirit of God to begin to be activated in your home and begin to move like never before, because he's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. My God, did you ever know that you was the one that brought the Holy Ghost in the waves? Did you know that you the one that, my God, contributed to the atmosphere and charged up and caused the Spirit of God to move and people been blessed? So God said, I'm ready to feed you. I'm ready to pour inside of you. I'm ready to move inside of you. Calls me, my God Almighty. Seek me, my God. Why? Yet it is day, my God, in the name of Jesus, for he is worthy to be praised. My God, we just give him the glory and we bless his holy name. Families and friends, amen. Just remember, this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Times, you want to jump in with us, because we engaging into it. I'm talking about we starting to move into deep and shape the spirit and shape your soul, for you could constantly keep excelling and have that relationship with God. I'm giving you, asking you a question. I'm telling you, what in the why you want to have a relationship with God. You're going to have to define that for yourself. And I'm telling you, if it's because he is a healer, because he is a deliverer, you need to redefine your relationship with God. Amen. Listen, I don't want to take up too much time, because we know we got our evangelist, Elect and Nita, standing by. God bless you, evangelist.
God bless you, apostle. Giving God first, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, to my apostle Temple, with First Lady Spencer, my husband. And I just want, apostle, let me just say this to you. You know, you can sit and prepare one thing, but when the Spirit of the Lord, when the Spirit of the Lord is moving, he will immediately quicken you. And I just wanted, for all that hearing me this morning, that prayer, the prayer that went out this morning, if you came into, if you were in the presence of God with nothing blocking you, no obstacles, no situations, not worrying about anything, all your instructions, every instruction and what you needed to do today, tomorrow, and forevermore was in there. Harvesting your blessings. You know, how do you harvest your blessings? You are seeking ye first the kingdom of God. How are you how are you getting to the next level of being in his presence? You are seeking ye first the kingdom of God. And it, that prayer this morning, it just penetrated my heart, because I get up in the morning seeking ye first the kingdom of God. And I last night, sitting in, going over my notes from last night's study and talking to my close friend. We do Bible study all the time. And we just went to talking, and unknowing that my son was in and out of the room, listening to the things that we were talking about. And then in the wee hours of the morning, because he lives in California, he on a time change. He's up and he wants to know what, how do I seek ye first the kingdom of God? And see, we sit and we take that scripture. We sit and we take that scripture and we take it for granted. We don't know how powerful it is to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And in our training with the apostle, that's one of the things that he constantly over and over and over pour into us. It may not be the actual word, seek ye first the kingdom of God, but he has put in a plan. He has placed God's master plan before us to let us know what it is that we need to do. And as I say, we sit and we take things for granted. We think that people really honestly understand what those words mean. And really, and in our reality, they don't. You don't know what, when, and how things are going to happen. So on this morning, based off of that prayer, based off of what the question that my son asked, based off of my notes from last night, I would like to revisit seek ye first the kingdom of God. And with that being said, seeking ye first the kingdom of God is making God your first priority. Nothing else, nothing more. It's just that simple. It's not making people, places, and things your first priority. It's making God, who is the head of your life, your first priority. It's making you are whatever you, in order for you to grasp the concept, and it is a scripture, Matthew 6:33. You have to go and you have to read before. You have to keep the situation. You have to understand and keep the scripture in context. And it's from 6:25 to 34. Jesus was telling his disciples not to worry about what they eat, not to worry about where they live, not to worry about the clothes that they put on, because God will provide all our needs. And in today's society, we find ourselves, and I can't speak for everybody else, I know that I find myself, when certain situations come up about sitting and trying to strategize on how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to circumvent this, how I, but it's not about me though. It's about God. It's about me seeking him. What's seeking, looking, what's seeking, no matter how, where it's at, how small it is, how big it is, you're going to continue to look for something. It reminds me when my sons was little in South Florida, they played this game called Manhunt. And sometimes that manhunt, that's running around, chasing somebody, looking. It's another form of hide and go seek, but you're running. That's what a lot of the athletes do to stay in shape. They're running. And no matter where you're at, they have to keep running and looking for you in every nook and cranny to make sure that they can't see you. And once they find you, they have to touch you. Well, that's what God meant about, Jesus meant about seeking first the kingdom of God. No matter how long you have to look, no matter how far you have to go, he's telling you to seek him. Because God, it is promised in James 4 that God would never leave us nor forsake us. So we have to sit, first of all, and put God as our focal point. And it sounds easy, but we realize if we're true to self that it's not that easy. We realize that there are some things that we have to get out of our way. We have to come with a clean conscious. We have to come with making a conscious decision. We have to come with hope. We have to come with faith. We have to come. The number one thing is come to God with trust. And as so many obstacles that has gotten in your way. But the thing we have to sit, the realization that helped me was no matter what those obstacles were, no matter what they are today, it's nothing. They're out of my control. They're way bigger than me. So that's why I have a father. I have a father that is my provider. I have a father that I can go and sit down no matter where I'm at, whether it's in my car, on my back porch, in my closet, my secret place, and just sit and spill everything to him. And then I sit there and I wait and I say, Father, you know, what am I to do about this situation? What can I do to better myself? What can I do to get closer to you? I have this major situation going on right now, Father. And no matter how much I'm praying to you, Lord, no matter how much I'm trusting and believing you, the worries of life still overtake me sometimes. But so you know what the answer immediately came to me? Meditate on my word day and night. Study my word. Memorize some scripture. So when you're overwhelmed, memorize some scriptures. Go with 1 Thessalonians and then remember, I say pray about everything. Give me everything. You know, just sitting and communing with God. That's seeking to him your priority. Seeking ye first the kingdom of God. And it reminds me about a story, Mary and Martha, Martha and Mary, Mary and Martha. And Jesus went, it's in Luke 10. Jesus went and he visited Martha and Mary. And during the time of his visit, Martha was up and about trying to make sure that this was straight because she realized that it was Jesus, the man that was coming at to turn water into wine, the man that could sit and heal the lame, the man that could sit and, you know, take a blind man and allow him to see, a man that could sit and tell a man at the pool. Your mat and walk. So Jesus, no, Mary knew, Mary and Martha knew who Jesus was. They knew that Jesus was a person who could do this and to do that and whatnot. So Mary knew that Jesus was her first priority, sitting there, seeking ye first, sitting at his feet as he sat there and taught. Mary knew to get in the presence of Jesus so she can obtain his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, and then apply it into her life. But then you got Martha, on the other hand, that had a whole different motive in mind. Martha was so busy trying to please Jesus by showing, I'm a good cook, I'm a good cleaner, I'm whatever, I'm a good hostess. That's what she was doing. I'm a good hostess, but what she was doing in the midst of hosting, she was not receiving the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. And again, that all comes up under seeking ye first the kingdom of God. Sister Monica, would you like to expound on that?
Yes, sister. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak, because God really did give me a knowing, or he just reminded me of a scripture or an example of what you're talking about. And the scripture that you're talking about, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It just lit up something inside of me. And the scripture that God reminded me of, the Holy Spirit reminded me of, is in Luke 2. And 48, and it reads from 2:40, and it basically was talking about how Mary and Joseph were looking for the child Jesus. Jesus was a little boy at the time, and he got missing. But when he was asked by his parents, where were you? We were looking for you. Where were you? We were worried about you. His answer was to them, why were you seeking me? Didn't you know I was about my Father's business? And that thing just rang true to me, because at the end of the day, if we have that mindset that the boy Jesus had to be about his Father's business, then we can apply that to our life and know that we can be about our Father's business in the same way, in seeking ye first his kingdom, and knowing that if we seek his kingdom and all his righteousness, that everything else will be added unto us. So I encourage everyone to read Luke 2 and 48 through 50. I was going to read it, but I think that I've explained what it's talking about, and you can read it for yourself. And just recognize that even as a little boy, the example Jesus set was that he was about his Father's business, that his priority was to go out and to be about what God had put in him. And we as the children of Christ, we as the children of God, we ask God to show us things. We have to seek those things from him, though. And that's what he did. So I encourage everyone to meditate on that, think about that, and ask yourself, how am I seeking the kingdom of God? And if you're not sure how you're seeking the kingdom of God, ask somebody, how do they seek the kingdom of God? And then you would be able to actually apply some of their advice to your life, if not your own. And I just thank y'all for allowing me to speak out today, because this thing really inspired me, because I do seek the kingdom of God. And I can witness that when I sought the kingdom of God, everything else in my life that needed to be taken care of was taken care of by God, because I was about my Father's business. And in doing so and seeking him in his kingdom, the finances, my health, my mental state, all of the things in my life that needed to be taken care of, I didn't have to worry about that because God took care of it. So that's what I got out of it, sister. And I hope that you all can reap something from what I've said today. Back to you, sister.
Amen. God bless you. I think Minister Nita, your phone might be on mute. Amen. Amen.
She said a probably beautiful thing. She said in. And last night, that's one of the things. That's why I'm urging you all to come on the line at night so you can understand and see how everything runs in together. And she said in impartation, something entering in. You're entering in what? His presence. You're entering in the allowing God to trust you. And there's ways that you can seek your Father's business. There are many ways. And one of them, as we always say, is prayer. We have to continually pray all the time. It is the most important thing after making God your priority, is entering into his presence, entering into his gates, entering into a place where you can commune with him, where you can seek his wisdom, where you can seek, you know, where he can sit and help you deal with things better. When King Solomon petitioned God, or when God wanted to know what King Solomon wanted, King Solomon wanted wisdom. King Solomon could have said, I want all the finest riches in the world. I want material things. But he asked God to give him wisdom, and he was blessed with unmeasurable wisdom. But because he did not ask for material things, God blessed him with material things, all the finest things of life. So we need to know that when we go to God, we need to be conscious of the things that we're praying about. Because if you're that motive come back in there, if you're constantly praying and asking God for material things, then God, who's a jealous God, feels like, okay, well, this is the only reason that this person is praying to me. If you praying to God because you have only praying to him or come closer to him or say that you have an intimate relationship with him, but you only are praying to God because you need a court case dismissed, because you need a healing to take place, because you need a car, because you need a house. No, seeking ye first the kingdom of God is getting lost in the atmosphere, getting lost in his presence, as Jesus was, little baby boy Jesus, was in the temple, sitting there asking questions or whatever. He's trying to sit and let things that have already been imparted into him manifest. He's preparing himself for his futuristic things. So we must pray about it. And then we need to praise God. We need to get up in the morning and offer him praises. We've already discussed that we need to meditate on his word day and night. We need to find scriptures. We need to memorize those scriptures and start speaking those scriptures. We need to worship him. Find songs that you can sit and sing to God. Sing to him. Can you imagine you and God having a session and you're just singing to God? You're letting him know how much I love you, how thankful I am, how great thou art. You're just sitting there this morning, one more chance. You're asking God one more chance to help you get things right, but you may be saying it in a song version. That's communing with God. That's seeking ye first the kingdom of God. You have to repent. You cannot continue to walk around with hatred, unforgiveness, lust, jealousy, backbiting, gossip. You can't. You can't go to God with those ugly little things, those ugly little habits lingering over you, lingering inside of you. You have to ask God to clean me. God is an internal God. God, clean me inside out, Father. Let my inside be seen. When I walk, let people see what you have imparted in me internally. Let my love show. Let my joy show. Let my peace show. Do not let the things of the past still be reflected as to who I am, a hatred person, a mean person, a person that's argumentative, whatever. Let people sit and know that you are imparted in me. And how do we do that? We pray. We praise. We worship. We make a conscious decision that we do not want to be the same person that we were before. We make a conscious decision that every decision that we make in our life, that we're just not going to be anxious about it and jump on it. We're going to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Things may sound very good to you. Things may sit, a person may come and sit and tell you, I'll give you $1,000. I'll give you $1,000,000 if you can give me $1,000. But you don't know what the particulars are about that. You don't know what the motives are about that. But I guarantee you, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God over every business deal, over every medical bill, over every employment bill, over the minor things that you may sit and say, I can't go to God about these things, I promise you that you will have a life-lasting experience. Sister, is there anything else you would like to expound on before we turn it over to the apostle?
Yes, one thing I would like to speak on is about how we can take notes and we can pay attention to what Sister Nita spoke on, the scriptures and whatnot. But God put it on my spirit that some people are busy and that they don't have time to really sit and read, and that's no excuse. Because I can tell you, I'm one of those people that I'm so busy that sometimes I don't have a chance to sit and hold the Bible because the things that I'm thinking about or talking to God about, I can't read it and hold a book and drive at the same time. But there's technology out there now for you all, for us, that we can have an audio Bible, that you can download an audio Bible and you can hear the word of God and play it over and over, and you don't have to read a word, but you're still being fed God's holy word. So I encourage you guys, the ones that don't know about it and the ones that do know about it, and go and download the app. Find you an audio Bible so that you can get scripture read to you. And then when you do have time to read, you can also play this audio Bible on every scripture of the Bible, and it will play out whatever words need to be pronounced for you, whatever understanding that you didn't have, you can get it because now you're reading along with it in your Bible yourself, but you're also hearing the word when you're so busy that you can't really sit still and hold a book and read for yourself. And that's feeding your soul. So I encourage you guys to consider that, because a lot of things in technology we are allowed to do, and we need to use that same technology that man has allowed us to have to be able to feed our souls with it, the technology to actually be in God's face, to seek God with that technology. You can seek him even when you're even about to fall asleep. Turn that audio Bible onto a scripture or to Psalms or whatever that scripture may be that God is leading you to listen to, and fall asleep to it. Fall asleep to God's word. Let it resonate in your soul.
Amen.
That you will hear constantly. So that's something that God put on my heart while you were speaking, and I just want everybody to even, you know, just consider that, because it's a powerful tool that we have, and we shouldn't let it go to waste.
Amen. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. God has, in this day and time, has made a provision for us. So there again, there's no excuse for us not to seek ye first the kingdom of God. There is no excuse for you to sit and not be able to commune with God. That's the most beautiful thing that you could, when the light bulb go on and you realize that you are in the presence of God in your house and you are standing on holy ground. And he is right there in the midst with you, and you're able to sit and talk and say whatever it is that you need to say and not be judged, but you may be corrected. You may be reminded of things that may need to be stripped from you. In a relationship, you are building a chemistry. You are in that chemistry, it allows you, it navigates to what you need, where you need to go. Where do I need to go next? How do I get there? But in that chemistry, you're building trust. And trusting God is the key to life itself. In every place in the Bible, scripture after scripture goes back to where somebody had to trust God. That's what we have to, how we have to be today. We have to trust him beyond, no matter what, no matter how bleak the situation is. We have to trust him. But how do we get there? By building our relationship with God. Building a relationship with God equals what? Seeking ye first the kingdom of God. And everything else after, you will obtain. Where you live, it'll come to you. Where employment. And I can sit and tell you all, an apostle do not like the people to know what his left hand do for his right. But when I went to AVM, I went to AVM with absolutely nothing, church hurt, didn't want to be bothered, didn't whatever. But when I saw the power of the Holy Ghost move, no matter what the situation was, or you go up to him and talk to him about something. Oh, Minister Nita, I'm sorry. You gotta talk to God about that. I can't give you that answer. You got to seek God about it. He may not say, seek me first, the kingdom of God. But what he is going to say is, you need to go to God about it. And then when you're sitting up under somebody that recognizes that God is their source, that God is their provider, that God is the one that's going, the way maker, they imparted that impartation is imparted into the flock, and you hear it over and over and over because you want them, that person want to make sure that you got it, that there's no excuses when failure comes, because we know in God's kingdom failure is not an option. God is building things for us to live in a nice place. God did not bring us here to live in poverty. So I encourage you all to sit, change your ways, change your mind, that thinking. Change it. Get up under somebody that's going to tell you, teach you, not sit in and drag you along, but sit and teach you the ways of God. Teach you to commune with God. Teach you that trust is everything. Teach you faith without works is dead. Give you constructive criticism, because the Holy Spirit is to lead us and guide us. And in that leading and in that guiding, we are going to get cut. We are going to sit and have some bruises. Our ego is going to get stomped down. Our pride will eventually disappear. When I sit and tell you, it's a beautiful thing to know that you are dealing with people that's seeking ye first the kingdom of God. And then is not too arrogant and too proud to share their success stories, seeking ye first the kingdom of God, prioritizing God in everything that you do. I promise you that you will see a life changing in your life. You don't have to complain. You don't have to grumble. It's positive vibes only. That's how your mindset should be. I'm not going to God with nothing negative. I'm going to him to praise him. I'm going to him to give him thanksgiving, because he already knows all my needs. Why? Because I'm communing with him. Over to you, Apostle.
God bless all of you. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And I'm telling you, saints of God, this is a very powerful, powerful, powerful scripture. It's really telling you so much of information in that. You know, and it's a very beautiful thing. And this is the place, man, you get access. It tells you how to go before the Lord. It's telling you how to communicate with him, how he's communicating with you. Because in that sixth chapter, in that 31st verse, other than the 33, you really look at it, it says, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall I eat? What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? So in other words, they're talking about your clothes, your eat, your drink. It talks about all this stuff here. Then it says, in 32, it says, for all these things do the Gentiles seek for your heavenly Father. It say all these things, the Gentiles, these folks, this is what they seek, amen? Then it says, your fathers knows that ye have need of all these things. It says, your father knows you have all these things. This is why, to build the proper relationship, we had to reset our plates way at the beginning of the teaching that we began to engage in on last week, because you need to know how to seek God first, not seek man, not seek it in different directions, even in church. A pastor should be confidence grounded enough and secure enough to where he could tell someone, you need to seek God on that. Seek God on this. Seek God on that. Because you don't want to give your direction or your influence, because no one don't need my imprint. Amen. You don't need my fingerprint. You need God's fingerprint. Amen. And it says, your Father in heaven knows all these things. Then it gets to the 33rd verse. It says, But ye seek ye first of a kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be. I want to hear you. I want to share with that. Bible says add it. Other words, this is additional too. This is additional. This is added. This is something that is going to come into your life as an overflow. Not going to come into your life like just a need, but it's going to come into your life more than a need. Seek ye first. And this is the language of God. That God is basically telling you all, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry. See, once you get in the presence of God, you don't have to ask for a healing, because you're already sitting with a healer. You don't mean you don't think God don't have enough discernment to know you need a healing. You don't think God have enough discernment to know you need a financial miracle. You don't think God have enough discernment to know. See, we spend so much of time out of the presence of God to where we don't realize we just need to be in the presence of God. And so many times, so many people will just say, well, if you want this, you need to go to God and ask him this, and go to God and ask him that, and go to God and just get that for him, get that for him. Now, watch this. You build your relationship off of that. Now, if God doesn't deliver the way you deliver, so many people's relationship is broken. So many people fall out of relationship with God. So many people fall out of that because they trusted him as long as he was able to produce or give. And once he wasn't able to give that, guess what? They're out of relationship. So the relationship wasn't built on agape love. It was just built on what you could do for me. Do you know that 80% of the body of Christ have a relationship with God like that? The moment things doesn't work out in their favor, they gone, they drift back. They going to another religion. They going to another religion. They going to experience something else. They going to seek something else. They calling, I'm seeking for the truth, where the Bible is the truth. All you got to do, as our daughter just stated, pick it up, get an audio, get something, and find it out for yourself. I don't know how much truth you're going to seek. The Bible is right there. And basically what they're trying to do, they're trying to get some results other than seeking God first. That's all you have to do, saints of God. Everything is there. Seek him first. You look to pertain to him. That's relationship. That's prayer right there. In other words, you don't even have to come to God in prayer and give him the whole itemized list of your life and what you need and what you're trying to do. He said, no, seek me first. And this is the place to where I really want to spend so much of time at, to teach us how to seek God, different ways, different avenues, different worships, different exaltation, different meditation, different things to where we can begin to just engage into him and don't think about nothing else. We ain't concerned about anything else, because at the end of the day, soon as you come out of the presence, spending some time with him, you're going to realize, I'm already healed. God got me my healing. I don't know when it happened. Here come a financial blessing. It happened. I don't know when it happened. Because why? You sitting in the presence of the miracle worker. You sitting in the presence of the blesser. You sitting in the presence of the master builder. I don't have to ask. That's a place of, that's a realm where he basically saying, you don't even have to ask. All I know, I can see that something wrong with you. I know something wrong with you. And as you are seeking me, I want you to seek me to the fullest. So I'm going to take care of that issue. You just keep worrying about worshiping me, seeking me. That is the ultimate relationship to have with God. Not with man. I'm sorry, not with man, but with who? With God. And you will see many things. Life don't become stressful. It becomes beautiful. You'll be happy to wake up the next morning. You, regardless if you don't went through something, went through stress and all that kind of stuff there, or bummed up, you had a tough day, you still going to have some joy. Because why? You put God first. And you already know, all you're doing is just do the motion with life. But in your mind, you already know that it's going to work out. I'm just really going through the emotions. I'm just really just having something to do. Amen? That's the most beautiful place to be in life and also in a position with God. Well done. God bless you all. Seek ye first with the kingdom of God. And also, our daughter Monica, she just shared something where I was sharing with you all last night. You know, it's no excuse. It's 24 hours in a day. We can't say we're so busy, we can't pick up this. Oh, God, I don't have that. Well, that is the number, and I love what she said, because, be honest with you, that is the number one thing that you should be asking your church or your local church congregation for information to help you to learn. That is, the people don't ask for that. They ask for all kinds of other stuff to where our dependency should be on the Lord for, but they ask all kinds of other stuff other than information to learn. If you need some information or need some direction to where I'm having trouble reading, I need an audio. That's the kind of stuff that where you should be kicking down your church doors, trying to get that information for you can be able to live the life that you need and understanding the Bible. People don't ask for that. We allow the enemy fight you more, trying to reach out for your ability to comprehend, to learn, or get whatever information that you need for you can learn the word of God, other than fighting you that say, hey, take me down to, I need some help going down to the store. Can you take me up here? I need about $5. I need, you have, So let's begin to bombard our local church all over the world. Deal with your local pastor, especially while we're in this quarantine situation. You should be bombarding, trying to get all kinds of tools and information for you to learn. Amen. And once you be able to get the proper tools, you're going to see that your understanding is going to go up. They got so many translations of the Bible to where it's no excuse. It will break it down to your understanding. Amen. Let's stop making these excuses. I'm too busy. I got this going on. I got that going on. Sister and brother, you got 24 hours in a day. Now, if you want to tithe your hours or time in your day, 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. So really, if we want to look at it, you owe God 2 hours and 40 minutes out of your whole 24 hours a day. So let's stop making these excuses. And be honest with you, many of you are not making excuses. You're just saying, I'm not really ready to have a sold-out, committed relationship with the Lord. So if you're not going to have that, if that's going to be your issue, save everybody else the trouble and just stay in your own little bubble. Amen? Let's stay in our own little bubble. Don't come out the bubble when you're in need, you're in distress, not need God. No. God is not no pimp. And he don't need nobody trying to pimp him. We worry about how the leader, or these leaders just trying to pimp me. Do you know the peoples of God, not no leaders, but the peoples of God try to pimp God every day. Every day they try to pimp him. Amen? Like he's their pimp. Go and get this for me. I need you to go and get that. Then once debts are all played, y'all don't got no time to bother him until you need something else. So many people, need to get their eyes off leadership and put their eyes on their self, because many of you pimping God too. So let's get in the place with God to where we worship him in spirit and truth, and we just worship him for who he is. Saints of God, we're going to tap in a little bit deeper into this, especially this evening at 8 p.m., before we must get into the other phase that we're going to learn about God, the intimate phase. Amen? Intimate. Amen? And when we say intimate, you got to understand, slow down, break that word down, intimate. We get intimacy, intimate. We get into God, and God getting into us. This is where of the realm or the place where impartation take place. This is the place to where destiny, purpose is begin to be impregnated, and this is the area to where a lot of birthing and different things get ready to go forth as well. So, some of you probably find out your purpose. Some of you probably find out what's in you, the calling in you, and different things as we begin to break that part of the segment down. You just need to come on and be a part of it, amen, and you can keep on excelling into the things of God. I'm a firm believer. It's good that I have a whole bunch of information, and all the information that I have in my life can be correct, and it can be right. But if it's not positioned or articulated the right way, amen, guess what? I'm still not going to get the results that I'm looking for. So let's begin to put our priorities and put different things in a proper place for we can begin to excel into the things of God. It's your relationship. Amen. It's not mine. It's yours. You got to have your own relationship for yourself. You can't have it through pastor. You can't have it through Moses. You can't have it through Paul. You can't have it through Noah. You can't have it through nobody else. But you can only have it, your relationship with God through you. It's your relationship. So however you treat your relationship and how serious you take it, that's up to you. Amen. Let's begin to declare and decree the promise, and let's begin to seek God. Understand that he is a take care of, a way maker. Long as you're in the will of God and you are walking into the direct, you are walking into the will of God, guess what? I'm telling you right now, things going to work out without you have to add anything to it. God got you. Trust me, he got you. Try a situation that you don't have to put your mouth on it. You don't have to go and try to work it out. You don't have to do anything. You walk away and say, God is in your hands, and move on to something else. Watch how he worked it out. God bless you all. We'll see you this evening. All our local listeners, United Kingdom, South Africa, God bless you. Fiji, we still see you. You are up in that house. First lady got to go and visit Fiji one day. Amen. We got to visit Fiji once all this blow over. Amen. God bless you. God bless you right here in the United States of America. We thank you. We'll see y'all tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless all of you.
Change my life. Take me to the King. I don't.